Now we're off. We're speaking to Ricardo, who spent some time there as a tourist. Ricardo, good morning. Welcome to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Hi, morning to you, Ryan. Thank you for having me.
Tell us about, first of all, about the food, the sensory experience that is Italian food.
One always hears about the Italians and the passion for food, but when you're actually there and you experience it, you actually get to taste the proper flavors. Mm. They are very big into cooking with the best ingredients.
Yes.
So your garlics, your olive oils, the things you take for granted, it actually comes through in the food. I mean, the pastas and that is all cooked from scratch, like they say. So nothing shop-bought, and that surprisingly comes through beautifully in all the food.
Absolutely.
Which is lovely.
Now, Ricardo, what was your best meal that you had there?
The best, I'd say there is quite a few, but Ryan, I enjoyed the Florentine steak when I was in Florence. Yeah, that was on my bucket list of meals to have, and it, I must tell you, it didn't disappoint.
Mm-hmm.
Once you're in Rome, the carbonara is their speciality meal, and simple, and I absolutely loved it.
And how about some of the gelato?
Oh no, that's to die for. I'm not an ice cream person per se, but
yes.
Yeah, that's just on
it's
another
next level. It is. You're making people list to go and visit Italy. Now, what should people definitely do, and in the same breath, maybe avoid if they're planning to visit Italy?
If you are going to go visit, I'd say definitely, besides Rome, Florence, or the touristy, go and explore Tuscany.
Yes.
That is just heaven on another level.
Yeah.
Hire a vehicle, you get to see so much more.
Mm.
Set yourselves a couple of days in which to explore Tuscany. Thing that definitely shouldn't do is stay in the expensive hotels. And if you can afford it, yes. But
yeah,
I've quite enjoyed staying in various Airbnbs around the area. In that way, you get to experience through Italian hospitality. And you get a lot of tips on where the local places are to eat, etc.
Yeah.
In those areas.
Ricardo, how do you find that you're treated as a South African in Italy?
I mean, the busy touristy areas, everyone is to themselves, but you do get those that go out of their way for you. I mean, there was many instances where we got lost, and the guys would actually take that 5 minutes walk with you, even though they don't speak English, they would take time out to actually then walk you down a couple of roads and show you, okay, there's the bus terminus.
Yeah.
You need to climb on that bus to get there, which I felt was quite nice.
Very nice.
Majority of times they are quite friendly, but also very busy in the hustle and bustle of the daily lives.
You're making me miss it. You're making me miss Italia and going to Italy. It's a great place. The people are so passionate. They're passionate about food. They're passionate about wine. They're passionate about life. And that's what I love about it. Ricardo, thanks for being our SA Global Explorer.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks, mate.
Take care. Catch SA Global Explorer again next week, Wednesday, on the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show. Brought to you by FNB Private. If you've ever traveled, lived or worked abroad, we want to hear about your experiences. Get to smilefm.co.za and share your stories with us.